How mortgage loans are priced. From the lender's perspective, a mortgage represents an investment in an annuity. The lender invests in the mortgage and receives regular monthly payments of principal and interest from the borrower. As with an annuity, all investors are interested in the yield on their investments. The yield is the return that the investor receives over the life of the loan. Lenders generally make loans in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market, and the yield requirements of these investors are the primary determinants of mortgage rates. The yield on a loan is determined by the rate of interest charged on the loan and the discount points charged by the lender at closing. A one-point discount is 1% of the loan amount and is an upfront payment of interest paid by borrowers to reduce the interest rate on the loan. The rate and discount points charged on a loan are a function of many factors, including the prevailing rates in the market, the type of property being financed, the term of the loan, the borrower's credit, income, and down payment, just to name a few. Different borrowers will have different financial profiles that result in quotes for differing rates and terms. A borrower may be quoted a rate of 6% per annum on a particular mortgage product, and, at this rate, the lender is charging no discount points. A loan with no discount points is known as a par loan, a loan that is made at the current market rate of interest. The borrower with the 6% quote goes shopping for a better deal. After all, who does not want to get a loan at a lower rate of interest? Their quest will be quickly satisfied when they find a lender who will be happy to quote them a rate of 5.75%, 5.5%, or even less. Does the lender have cheaper money to lend? Are they merely being generous? The answer to both of these questions is probably no. The lender, quoting the lower rate, added discount points to the quote to compensate for the lower rate. If the current market supported the quote of a loan at 6% with no discount points, a loan made at a lower rate is clearly below market. The loan can be sold to investors, but only at a discounted price that will yield the investor 6% over time. Investors will buy the loan, but will discount it because it is below market. For example, they might purchase a $100,000 loan made at below market rates, yet only pay $98,000 for it. The lender will need to recover the loss incurred in making the loan at a below market rate discount points, which are prepaid interest, accomplish this for the lender. The lower the rate offered to the borrower, the higher the charge for discount points. A loan offered to the borrower at a higher rate may result in reduced fees because it will be sold to investors at a premium. Loan discount. A point is 1% of the loan amount. Whether the lender is charging discount points or origination points, the calculation is the same. Points are paid at closing. Discount points are tax deductible. The Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the central banking system of the United States. The Federal Reserve's most critical role is to keep the economy healthy through the proper application of monetary policy. The objective of monetary policy is to influence the country's economic performance in order to promote stable prices, maximum sustainable employment, and steady economic growth. Mortgage rates are affected by events in the global financial market. Actions taken by the Federal Reserve have a fairly immediate effect on short-term rates, but their impact on mortgage rates is generally less direct. The country's economic performance is influenced by many factors, including economic performance abroad, fiscal policy determined by the legislative and executive branches of government, and monetary policy carried out by the Federal Reserve. How the Fed guides monetary policy. The Fed's monetary policy actions affect prices, employment, and economic growth by influencing the availability and cost of money and credit in the economy. This, in turn, affects the willingness of consumers and businesses to spend money on goods and services. The Fed uses three primary monetary policy tools to influence the cost of and availability of credit: open market operations, the discount rate, and reserve requirements. Open market operations. The Fed's most flexible and often used tool of monetary policy is open market operations for buying or selling government securities. The Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, sets the Fed's monetary policy, which is carried out through the trading desk of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. If the FOMC decides that more money and credit should be available, it directs the trading desk in New York to buy securities from the open market. The Fed pays for these securities by crediting the reserve accounts of banks involved with the sale. With more money in these reserve accounts, banks have more money to lend, interest rates may fall, and consumer and business spending may increase, encouraging economic expansion. To tighten money and credit in the economy, the FOMC directs the New York Trading Desk to sell government securities, collecting payments from banks by reducing their reserve accounts. With less money in these reserve accounts, banks have less money to lend, interest rates may increase, consumer and business spending may decrease, and economic activity may slow down. The discount rate. The discount rate is the interest rate a reserve bank charges eligible financial institutions to borrow funds on a short-term basis. Unlike open market operations, which interact with financial market forces to influence short-term interest rates, the discount rate is set by the boards of directors of the Federal Reserve Banks. It is subject to approval by the Board of Governors. Under some circumstances, changes in the discount rate can affect other open market interest rates in the economy. Changes in the discount rate can also have an announcement effect, causing financial markets to respond to a potential change in the direction of monetary policy. A higher discount rate can indicate a more restrictive policy, while a lower rate may be used to signal a more expansive policy. Reserve requirements. By law, financial institutions, whether or not they are members of the Federal Reserve System, must set aside a percentage of deposits as reserves to be held, either as cash on hand or as reserve account balances at a reserve bank. The Federal Reserve sets reserve requirements for all commercial banks, savings and loans, credit unions, and U.S. branches and agencies of foreign banks. Depository institutions use reserve accounts at Federal Reserve banks not only to satisfy reserve requirements, but also to process many financial transactions through the Federal Reserve, such as check and electronic payments and currency and coin services. Raising reserve requirements reduces the availability of funds for lending, thereby slowing the economy. Lowering reserve requirements increases the availability of funds for lending, thereby accelerating economic activity. Rates are also affected by government spending, borrowing, and the overall state of the economy.